Hey, welcome back. I'm Nick Fellers, and we're going to talk here about presentation design. Don't know why I was holding this up yet. In this segment, we're going to talk all about the actual experience of taking somebody on a visit. We're going to talk all about the flow. So the questions we always get are around what do you say, how do you say it, when do you say it. So we're going to talk about some of those things. If you haven't already done so, you might want to go over on the roadmap and look at case rationale. So if you've already done that, we're going to basically take our purpose, priorities, and plan, and we're going to talk about how to use that on the actual experience of the visit. So presentation design. I want to start out with a little story. Now it's time to go back to my book that I found in the library about 2 years ago. Tom and I are always looking for stories of inspiration or innovation. We love the whole IDEO thing, creativity, designers. And I found this book on Imagineering. If you guys are familiar with the history of Disney, then you've obviously heard of Imagineers. But I love this. In here, it talks about in 1953 when Walt Disney had the vision to begin Walt Disneyland, or Disneyland, he sent his brother to New York to get some financing. Evidently, the week before, he grabbed one of his Imagineers and he said, listen, tonight, I'd like you to go ahead and help me paint a vision. They took a storyboard, kind of a four-foot storyboard, and they went ahead and they painted out all of Disneyland. They painted out kind of the hub and where the palace would be and all the different kingdoms in full color. Then they went so far as to use black light paint, so they could turn the lights out and turn on black lights and see what Disneyland would look like at night. So I'm going to read to you here real quick, just one quick line. I love this because it talks all about presentation design. This is quoting Disney. He says, my brother Roy has to go to New York on Monday morning. He's got to talk to some bankers there. You know, bankers don't have any imagination, none at all. You have to show them what you're going to do. I love that. You actually have to show them what you're going to do. It's a great way to begin, because right now, if we talk about presentations, I want to start by thinking about what many of us are doing right now for presentations. PowerPoints, right? We need to get rid of them. They're terrible presentation tools, and we'll talk about that. Going to visit somebody at their office. How can we change that dynamic? I want to give you another story real quick. Put my book down here. This one actually comes from a school in Washington State. I was out there not too long ago. And when I first got a call from the school, we started talking about this campaign. They were 2 years into a campaign, about a $10 million campaign, and they raised about $1.5 or $2 million. And the president of the school was very excited about a videotape or a video, a 7-minute video that showed the school and everything that was happening there. And we got to talking about that, and I said, look, if we can just take a 20-minute timeout, 10-minute timeout, I think we'll see this has nothing to do with a video. Let's fast forward then. A couple months later, I'd gone out there and visited with them. They no longer use a video. This school, I won't go too deep into the details of the school, but what we now do there with prospects, instead of taking them into our president's office and having them watch a video where there's no conversation for 7 or 8 minutes, instead we nix the video. We start and we walk them through the school. We take them to the senior class so they can see rhetoric in action. They can see students debating. That's the product, the end product. And then we go and we take them to a second grade classroom. And the experience of doing this, this school is all about classical Christian teaching. And when you walk in, 30 students rise and they say, good morning, Mr. Fellers. It's a really cool experience. And you get to see these second graders doing Latin lessons and diagramming sentences and stuff that I forgot about a long time ago. What we did there was we actually stopped to design the experience of going through the school. They've already got a powerful product. We didn't need to figure out what to say, and it had nothing to do with producing a video. It was simply showing them, like Disney did with Disneyland. I like those two examples because some of you right now are maybe in a situation where you don't have a classroom to take kids into. And you can do like Disney did and get creative. You can paint your plan. We're going to talk about that. Others of you do have that magical experience where you can actually take people through and you can show them the story. So rather than sharing the story, which is our big thing, sharing the story and presenting the opportunity, you can actually show them the story. And at the end, it's as simple as saying, is this something you want to be part of?